Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 2 kuNkwenkwezi 2021 ngukeeps Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19.
Ngiyakhuthaza kulabo abasayithekethisi ukuhlatshwa ukuthi babe lezibindi bahlatshwe.
Kodwa kulabanye abantu abathi kabasuze bahlatshwe amajekiseni anjenge-Sinopharm lamanye.
Sasikwazi ukuthi lama side effect irayithi ayilama side effect nxa ngilabo BP.
Abazali bathi ababalisi abakhona nangekholo eliphansi abafundisi abantwana ezikolo.
Bathi amatitsha afike ethi ebhale blackboard ngakade aphuma zambe labuye sebatshayisisa kuphithi.
Bayakhala abalamabhizimusi ezimota ezithwala uzulu.
Sibone amabhasi eyiwa the two thousand. Wayelisi ezethu zimile izimota thina sekude almost a year now.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha kanye lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulumsakazo. Odokotela eZimbabwe bakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvuselela amasotsha omzimba alakho ukulwisana legciwane le-COVID-19 ngesikhathi kulabanye abantu abalokho besithi kaluqedakali uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kukazulu amajekiseni anjenge-Sinopharm, i-Sinovac lamanye. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolo daba.
Okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane lamashumi amabili, 428,135, asebehlatshwe okwakuqala amajekiseni okunqunda igciwane le-COVID-19 emzimbeni. Uhlangothi lolu luthi asebehlatshwe okwesibili bafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu, i-92,164. Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sowabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye, i-1,567 eZimbabwe, phakathi kwabantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lasitshiyagalolunye, i-38,260 abahlolwe kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye batholakala bele-COVID-19. Loba kunjalo, kulabantu abathi kabasoze bahlatshwe amajekiseni ngenxa yokungacaci kohlelo lolu olulenyanga ezimbalwa lwasungulwa elizweni. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni la ukwenzela ukuthi uzulu enelise ukuphila njengalokhu ayekwenza kungakaqhamuki umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Udokotela Rogers Magigo ngomunye okhuthaza abantu ukuba bahlatshwe amajekiseni.
First vaccine ngangimelele ngikhangelele sibili ukuthi kukhona okuzayenzakala emzimbeni wami. First 3 days ngangilokhu ngizikhangekhangela kodwa ngangingatshintshanga lutho, and even ubuhlungu lapho engahlatshwe khona kanzeke ngibuzwe. Second vaccine akula njalo engakubonayo engathi ngama-side effects, ama-adverse effects kimi emzimbeni. So ngiyakhuthaza kulabo abasayithekethisi ukuhlatshwa ukuthi babe lezibindi bahlatshwe.
Unkosikazi Debra Chuma ongumbalisi kobulawayo laye uthi wahlatshwa njengodokotela Magigo.
Mina ngokwami ngibone sokufanele ukuthi ngihlabe ngoba lokhu ngikhangelele ebantwini abahlabayo kudala. Akwenzakalanga lutho. Okube sobala ukuthi akulanto embi nge-vaccine le. Ngibona engani into enhle ukuthi abantu bafundiswe batshelwe nge-vaccine le. Ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi bazahlaba bavikeleke ku-COVID.
Kodwa unkosikazi Sazini Mhlonga, isakhamuzi sakobulawayo, uthi kalalwazi ngokuhlatshwa, ngakho kunzima ukuthi akwenze lokhu.
Mina njengami personally angilalwazi, ngiyazibuza ukuthi because sometimes yeswathwa khona abalama BP abalalokhu bengavaccinethwa, 1 minute bavaccinethwa, akula muntu oseke wabuya direct to us wasifundisa ngokuthi vele i-vaccination yangkhona
kuhamba njani.
Umnumzana Dalubuhle Ndlovu uya kusekela lokhu.
I-COVID yabe yavelela from khona ngale lapha yavelela khona thina hayi lokhu vaccine uthi thina sizwanani lakho 1-2 government eZimbabwe siyaqhamba amanga so ziyakhuluma iqiniso. When it comes to i-vaccine le esozenika abantwini into eyiyo ngo-1 2 ungazobe thola ama-side effects government eZimbabwe sizozithatha ama-responsibilities. I will give you example. South Africa iwithrowile i-vaccine athi khona from in i-Johnson and Johnson mna ngawugcina ngizavaccinatela ugcine ngci
kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lanhlanu i-35,620 eZimbabwe asebephephe kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 omemetheka okwethusayo kwamanye amazwe. Isibhedlela seJohns Hopkins University sithi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezilikhulu namashumi amahlanu i-152 million asebehlolwe batholakala bele coronavirus emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kwathi abedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu i-3.2 million babulawa ngomkhuhlane lo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kulabanye abazali kobulawayo abathi ababalisi abakhona ngeholo eliphansi kabafundisi abantwana ngemfanelo. Umunye wabakhala ngababalisi ngunkosikazi Esther Nkomo ohlala eMakhokhova.
Lo mntwana eyi-1 ofundayo, abantwana bafundi vele bafunda 2 days kodwa ifees siyabhadala. But amatitsha afike ethi ibhale blackboarding yaqeda aphuma azihambe labo yesebatshayisisa kufika. Kumele sibhadale imali yama-private lessons emonth. Akuna imanti imali yabo inforex ukuthi.
Unkosikazi Rachel Moyo ohlala eMzilikazi uya kusekela lokhu.
Nabantwana abayi-3 bafunda khonokho ukuthi bafunda 2 days in, 3 days out. Siyabhadala i-school fees. Kumele sibhadale imali yama-private lessons imanti. Akuna imanti imali yabo inforex ukuthi.
Umnumzana Lameki Nyoni okhangelane lenziselo zabantwana eMakhokhova laye ukhala ngokwenzakala ezikolo.
Ngi-child protector. Nikhangele abantwana eGwadi Lef. Kuzisa ubuhlungu ukuthi ngesikhathi sithi thina abantwana fanele sibakhangele ukuthi babe sesikolo, sibe sesibona amateacher engekho. On the other hand, futhi kusizisa ubuhlungu ukuthi amateacher are not getting anything. They're getting nothing, totally nothing, less than poverty bottom line. So we are saying, i-government kayiphi ama-teachers imali.
Ababalisi bathi kumele uhulumende akhuphule iholo labo ukuze babuyele ezikolo. Usikhwica Mfundo Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi weZimbabwe Teachers Association, uthi bathole nzima ababalisi eZimbabwe.
Indikimba yakhona isekuthini umqhatshi uyala ukuthi aholise umbalisi iholo elingamenza abuyele emsebenzini ayefundisa abantwana ngamalanga eneleyo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
Ababalisi bafuna uhulumende ukuthi aholise ababalisi imali edlula amakhulu amahlanu 520 US dollars ngenyanga. Kodwa uhulumende uthi kalayo imali enje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukhiphi Dube. Abalamabhizimisi ezimota ezithwala uzulu eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa bathi sebephelelwe yimali ngenxa yokuvalwa kwemingcele lemizamo kahulumende yokuthi basebenzi bephansi kwenkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZupco. Bathi sokulomnyaka izimota zabo zingathwali abantu zisuka eZimbabwe zisiya kwele South Africa. Emadolobheni bayakhala njalo abalezimota ezifanayo abathi amapolisa asebathathela izimota zabo esithi kumele basebenzi bephansi kwezopko. Umnumzana July Moyo, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezamadolobho lezimzabelo, utshele iphephandaba leSunday Mail ukuthi kumele bonke abalezimota ezithwala uzulu basebenzi bephansi kwenkampani le. Uthi kasoze avumele izimota ezithwala abantu ezingekho emgwalweni zezopko. Uze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxe lo mnumzana Khumbula Sibanda okuhlanganiso yabelezimota ezithwala uzulu othi uhulumende usebhilize amabhizinesi abo.
Abesitshele bathi iboda bazavula amafeyizi i-passenger transport and then i-passenger transport izavulelwa nge-last phase, izaba yi-last ekuvulelweni kwayo. But at the moment sibone amabhasi eyiwa the thutha abantu elokhu ethutha abantu while this is it to see me this motor. It's almost a year now. Onga nguthi ngabe lati basivumela ukuthi silayisha abantu silandele imithetho le-ECOVID kungalahluki. Ngale South Africa basivumela ngapha kabasivumeni. Njalo ukuyangena kuzupo thina angazi sibone ngathi kungasihlupha ngoba thina si-cross border association ele bilateral agreement le-South Africa. So e-South Africa bazi izilka i-Zimbabwe International Long Distance Taxis Association. Yiyo eyasayina i-bilateral agreement langale e-South Africa, lama-counterparts awe-South Africa. So ukuthi siyengena kozuko sibone ngathi kungaba nzima ngoba ngale izuko e-South Africa kabayazi. Njalo i-bilateral agreement, I should think, ma ngabe sokufanele ilokhuzwe. I-council ukuthi kuyabe sokufanele sikhulume le-South Africa ngale ukuthi sokubuya amanye, enye i-player enza ukuthiwa ngozuko. So asingazi ukuthi bona bangayamukela yini ngale South Africa. Hayi, into yakhona ungathi kulobuzima. So siyi-cross border simile rathi sihleli ama-spring ethu afakile njengoba ngikhuluma, so simile imona.
Singathi-ke abantu abantu aba-affected banganani khona abantu angani lokho bembise amagumbi?
Kweyethu i-association la ngapha esayidini lele laseZimbabwe sile about imota zethu eze-cross border ziyanumber up to 40 benishi ama-counterparts zethu ngale e-South Africa lapho kulama-members about 45 members labo imile ngoba bakwazi ukuthi lezi bangale e-South Africa zisuke ngale zibuye ngapha. Ngomthetho kufanele zibe ziphambana i-Zimbabwean registered ne-South African registered, i-bilateral agreement itsho njalo. I-Zimbabwe ingalayisha ngapha iye ngale e-South Africa kufanele ayilayishe ngale ibuye ngapha, zibe ziphambana nje kanjalo. But manje ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona zimile zonke, zimile ngapha, zimile langale. Abe-South Africa labo kabakwazi ukuthi bazithumele ngapha ezabo, whilst ezethu ngapha zimile. So which means sonke were affected langale, abelokhuzini ba-affected kulenye i-cross border futhi i-Venda ngale i-cross border layo layo bamile futhi ngoba sisevisa thina iroute ye-Tshiredzi Chipinge Checheche ngale, siphinde sisevise iBulawayo, sisevise up to Plumps. But now wonke onala ama-route simile and asisebenzi. So nalezi ze-cross border vele zi-affected njengoba ngikhuluma nje khona lapha zikhona zipakile elokhuzini. Zipakile ofisini azimile. Ama-drivers ahlezi nje abanamsebenzi. They're just loitering around.
So manje lizagcina ngani kudaba lolu? Kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha lokho.
Hey, sesizamile kade sifonelana lama-counterparts ethu ngale eGoli. Bebezamile ukuthi through i-cross border agent yase-South Africa babuye eMessina bahlangane labeZimbabwe kukhulunyiswane. Bekade lokhu bezama ukuyengeja ama-Zimbabwean counterparts ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba kunye kwe-agreement of some sort ukuthi maybe kuleyinye iplan engenziwa ukuthi at least iimota zethu zivulelwe kusetshenzwe. But so far akukabi ne-progress vela, akukabonakali ukuthi inkulumo zakhona ziyafanele. Ngoba i-South Africa ngathi ithi yona hayi yona yonke into e-South Africa ezizingi sokunomali. Le mthetho bacela nje ukuthi ama-association wonke ma ngabe lilayitha abantu ibone ukuthi imithetho ye-COVID iyalandela.
Umnumzana Khumbula Sibanda ukunhlanganiso ye-Zimbabwe International Long Distance Taxis Association sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umemetheka ngamandla umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kwele India obulele abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezintathu 3700 lamuhla. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kulelo lizwe luthi abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 390,000 bahlole namuhla batholakala belo-COVID-19. Inhlanganiso ebona ngezempilakahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ulakho ukumemetheka ngamandla kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4.5 million asebehlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 kuzwekazi le-Afrika, kwabhubha abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 120,000. Ilizwe leMelika seliqalile ukususa ibutho kule-Afghanistan kulabanye abantu abakhonona ngokwenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden abathi kulakho ukuvuselela iTaliban engahluthuna intambo zombuso.
Senana masiva
wesenzi
wemandla lo masiko lokuphila kubantu suku zonke namhla sibuka lo mnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumeli sesilo ubulelani lobhengu lwaKhumalo wakhethwa umdeni wakoKhumalo ukuba yinkosi yamaNdebele. Sakwamukela kuhlelo ubaba uKhumalo, akusitshele ukuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku.
Inkosi iyasiqoqa isizwe, iyasihlanganisa ukuze nxanga isizwile ukuthi bona abantu bafuna kwenziweni. Itsho inkosi abantu baphakame bendawonye bese besenza lezo zinto ababe befuna zenziwe. Inkosi asiyo umnikazi wohlelo. Uyazi ukuthi mhla ka 21 March bekuyi Human Rights Day lapha eSouth Africa. U 21 March beyisonto kwathi ngomvulo yasi inkosi ihlanganisa abantu ama political parties nje phezu wonke awakithi ozaphu oMLF oMRP oPAM bahlangana nezihlangano nje ezingaphathelanga le politics kodwa ezingama eze culture ukuthi indaba ye yombhuqazwe bafuna iphathwe njani. Kwaxoxwa saba no Professor Mpofu wacho ukuthi ubone ukuthi kwenziweni ngezinye zezinto lezi ezenzakeleyo. Singabuyela emuva kancane, inkosi bile birthday lama ex zipra ukubonga nje ama ex zipra indima ayidlalayo ukukhula ilizwe lasilakithi.
Okunye ke baba Khumalo,
mhla ka 16 June i-Youth Day. So kunjenje nje inkosi phezu kohlelo lokugqugquzela abantu abathi ukuthi baqoqeke, ngoba nangithile ukuthi iqoqe isizwe, baqoqeke abantu abathi ama-youth wona yini angayikwenza kwenzela izwe labo. Ama-youth akithi bangabi busy ngento ezingenamsebenzi baze bangene bonya uphi, kodwa yini abantu abathi abangayenzela izwe labo. Abanye abantwana baphakama e-1976 bala ukufunda ngolimi lwezitha zabo. Manje intsha kamthwakazi yini engayenza? 16 June kulohlelo lunjalo ke luyabe lusakazwa kuma platforms e social media. Okulandela lokho emsakazi ngo 9 August kule Women's Day. I Women's Day layo iqoqo mama loba bekuphi ikakhulu la eSouth Africa njengoba na inkosi lapha eSouth Africa. Ekhaya phela kunemthetho, kuyamele uyethola i-clearance kuphi kuphi. Sizabona sikwenza njani, kodwa lakho sizakwenza kube le live screaming ukuthi laba sekhaya umama bangaphuthani. Nesimo se-corona kasisazi mthakathi siyabe siminjani, kodwa ke 9 August yi-Women's Day. Bese kuthi ngo 4 September imzilikazi day. Kunjenje nje amabutho ayaqoqana ukuthi lolo suku indlela ithi vulawayo uma amabhodi evuliwe. Bese kuthi ngo 24 September inkosi ithe ifuna amabutho abe seyi 500 kuvunulwe kuzaba nendawo esizakuya kuyo sisazidinga izindawo. Kodwa ke ngiqinisa lelo lokuthi inkosi saqoqa isizwe mzakazi. Uma isiqoqa isizwe sizakusho ukuthi sifunani, inkosi siyakhokhela.
Siyakuzwa Khumalo, siyakhumbula ukuthi ke kwakulokudla kwakudingelwa abantu. Uhlelo lolu solumenjani kuna manje?
Sike senza ama food parcels landline. Isimo sibi esomnotho. Sibi impela isimo somnotho, yikho ke sisadinga ukuthi singathola ngaphu xhaso lokuthi sibone, ngoba abantu bayahlupheka. Bafike e-office nabantu bekhala ziningi into ezibahluphayo. Kunezinto ezinjengazama documentation lapho eSouth Africa ezibahluphayo. Siyangena kubo Home Affairs ukuthi sibasize abantu. Ngingakutshela nje ukuthi kulomfanyana wakithi ole 22 years obevalelwe eMampuru elokuze neprison eMampuru prison ePretoria ukuthi kalamaphepha. Uhlale inyanga yonke ejele kodwa uphumile ngolwesine. Siyabonga lokho. Zinengi izinto ezikhahlameza abantu inkosi ezisebenzayo msakazi ingene emahofisini ukuthi basizakala abantu bakithi.
Hayi ke lamhlanje simalapha kuhlelo lwethu lamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Besilo baba umnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumeli sesilo ubulelani lobhengu lwaKhumalo wakhethwa ngumdeni wakoKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamaNdebele. asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeveki
ezayo.
Sile sizwe ezabatsha silo Mike Wobe.
Lingali tshona njani mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethulwa namhlanje. Igama ngoMike Wobe. Namhla sixoxa loNkosana Mazibisa ongu-Information Secretary phansi kwehofisi ka-Member of Parliament omela injube lobhengula constituency. Sixoxa ngohlelo lwabo olujonge ukuthuthukisa intsha yakuleyo ndawo. Mazibisa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Awusitshele okuningi ngohlelo oluphathwa yinhlanganiso yenjube lobhengula Development Constituency Committee.
Salibonani balaleli, injube lobhengula Constituency Development Committee yi-committee ebunjwa ngama ward womabili esebenza lo MP ekuthuthukiseni isigaba umbe isiqinti esithi thina constituency. So singu 20 kulalaba ababemele izikolo, abanye bemele ozibuthe, abanye bemele ama residency, labanye bemele people live with disability, bemele into ezijineyo. So that committee umsebenzi wayo ikufocusa ku development lentuthuko yesiqinti soneso. Phakathi kwena le committee ekusebenzeni kwethu siqale ibhezari, sisebenzisana lo MP uGift Banda, Honorable Gift Banda. Le bhezari ithinta izikolo zonke ezingu 10 ku constituency.
Mazibisa, uhlelo lolu lujonge ukuthuthukisa abatsha abangaki?
Isikolo ngesikolo bakhethe abantwana ababili abaye babakhangele ukuthi abantwana laba gifted, kodwa badinga usizo loncedo kakhulu. So currently we have 20 kids under the bursary esibabhadalelayo beze beqeda nxa eseprimary yaziyeqeda ugrade 7, nxa esesecondary yaziyeqeda. Isizathu sethu ukuthi laba bantwana bafocuse kakhulu esifundweni bengela stress sokuthi kathi fees uhamba njani. At the same time kuyindlela yokuthi nxa kulabanye abantu esingaxhasana labo basichase lathi vele sisehambeni sihamba khonapha. Isifiso sethu ukuthi since it's the first year sikwanise uyi-incorporator as many as we can depending on the availability of the funds. Remember, lezo mali kasimali ezivela kwabanye abantu zimali ezisuka ezikhwameni zethu. Sisebenza ndawonye lo MP, sikhangele inhlupho esihlangana nazo ku-constituency. Sikhonapha again ku-bursary sikhandela ukuthi abanye abantwana bazazuza mhlawumbe ama-donors lama-scholarship to start further to university level or to polytechnic or to vocational. Usiya ngokudlelana esibuzuzilela abanye abantu mhlawumbe lenzalo yaloneso sigaba abalesifiso sokunceda.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mazibisa, isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoyi igqiba ingxoxo yethu. Ngokutshela abalaleli ukuthi abafisa ukuba yingxenye yalolu hlelo kumele bayenzeni, njalo abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile ngalolu hlelo bengaliqhuma njani?
Kulabo abafisa ukusincedisa sitholakala ku-office 9A and 9B lobhengula housing office. Mhlawumbe omunye umuntu engafuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi kanti izikolo ziphi ezazo zayo amabhezari. Siqala siqala ngama primaries, kule mawaba primary, kule nkanyezi, kule mchede, kule ngubo, kule helem, kule nsuka mini, kule nyamande, yiyo ama primary azuzayo. Bese kusithi ama high school, kule njube lo njube hayi sikhulile hayi sicine ngelobhe ngula hayi. Yizo izikolo so far sezibenefitile kuma bursary yethu. Ngiyabonga.
Silukandaba, sithanda ukubonga uNkosana Mazibisa ngokungena kuhlelo. Sesifikile emaphethelweni nohlelo lwanamhlanje, sidibana njalo lwesibili kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection, 8 to 9 p.m. khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Kanye la kukhasi lethu le-Facebook, Zulukandaba ku-VOA Ndebele. Olevalelisayo ngenjabulo, igama nguMike Wobe. Bye-bye!
Siyabonga kakhulu Mike Wobe, ungadinelwa kusasa. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya, igama nguNtungami Linkomo. Lamhlanje ngilesethekeli umfundisi Busani Sibanda. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Bengicela sivuleni incwadi kaJeremiah 82 verse 26. Ithi incwadi, ngingunkulunkulu wenyama yonke, ngakukhona okunguhlula yona iphelela lapho ngingunkulunkulu ophethe emhlabeni ezulwini langaphansi komhlaba yini emphethe ngakukhona okunguhlula yona bantu bakithi unkulunkulu akasenzeli kodwa unkulunkulu uyasilekelela akazange bathwale egibhithe waya babekezweni leyithembiso kodwa wabalekelela ukuthi mabaphume egibhithe baze bayofinyelela ezweni leyithembiso wayebalekelela lati unkulunkulu kasenzeli singathandaza senze konke kodwa unkulunkulu kasenzeli unkulunkulu uyasilekelela kwimizamo esiyizamayo uyasilekelela ukuze sikwazi ukukhululeka bantu bakithi ngihlupheka kangaka ngihlutshwa kakhulu isizwe sakithi mangikhuluma ngesizwe ngikhuluma ngathi thina abantu abamnyama especially Zimbabwe bantu bakithi sibona konke siphakathi kwakho indlala hlupheko inkingi kuphi simthandaza kangaka uNkulunkulu ezintabeni siyathandaza khona tukhona siyakhuleka hayi lo uNkulunkulu angasiphenduli wayengasizwa inkinga bantu bakithi siye salahla indlela zethu zeqiniso uNkulunkulu obezambula ngazo kithi kokhokho bethu kwimpande zethu uthi Paul isizwe esihlahla amasiko aso sifile siye salahla amasibuyele kwimpande zethu babehlangana benkolo abesintu abaholi bendabuko babehlangana bayenjelele indawo yetshela likhuluma bayocela izulu izulinithi ma kunezifo babuyocela idirection yezwe begayidwe kodwa konke lokhu sikulahlile yikho namhlanje sivelelwa into ezinje yini eyayisenza injele likhulume amalinda ethu kwakuyizithunywa zezwe yizo sasikhuluma through injelele akukho umuntu owayedala ilitshe likhulume uNkulunkulu umdala ethumela izithunywa zakhe silahlile indlela zethu zeqiniso kuthiwa kulibhayibhile ama-Israelites babethi nxa bephuma endleleni zabo uNkulunkulu wayebaflakhela babenqotshwa ngezinye izizwe until baze babuyele kusiko labo okundlela zabo ngoba isizwe singalamasiko sifi isiko nevu lehlukanisa loNkulunkulu isiko yindlela okumele siphile eyidalwe uNkulunkulu okumele siphile ngayo esixhumana ngayo layo lomdali silahlile mntakwethu namhlanje kunje kuvela zonke lezi zifo ngasiyenjelele siyokhala sibuze ukuthi ilitshe uthini uNkulunkulu ngoba abantu bayaphela ibe neyosiphi direction silahlile mntakwethu zonke iindlela zethu zeqiniso namhlanje amatsha awasakhulumi izithunywa zezwe zifulathele izwe izithunywa zezwe ebezigayida zikhokhela izwe zifulathele izwe yikho kunje sithe uma sinqoba 1980 sithola uzibuse babehamba babesikhokhela besiyocela kumalinda ethu amalinda ethu ebadirector ebagayida sakwazi ukunqoba thema sesinqobile sabuyela na sayobonga kumalinda ethu na labo abashonele empini balungiswa na o basaqhubekeka bayelwa labo abafa ngobungozi abanye basebhalagwe balungiswa na bahlangululwa na bagezwa na siseselomlandu bantwana bakaNkulunkulu isizwe masihlangane ukuthi wena kuyiphi iparty la kuyiphi iparty makuphele ukukhombana ngomuntu okumele kuphele kumele siunite isizwe esikwazi ukulungisa izinto isizwe esihlangene esiyimbumbu yonke into sikhangelele phesheya ama sports singama failures economy singama failures even ku health singama failures siyakubiza awusisabela usiphenduli simohle kuphi mdali sisukile kwindlela zakho zeqiniso salahla amasiko ethu salahla indlela obuxhumana ngathi onazi siyisizwe sase-Afrika sixolele mntali siyakuncancaza siyakuhlweleza sibonise indlela sigayide uNkulunkulu wokhokho siyakuncenga mntali siyakhuleka amen
lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uBusani Spanda Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Singagqibi kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Abazali bathi abavalisi abakhonona ngeholo eliphansi kabafundisi abantwana ngemfanelo ezikolo. Bayakhala abalamabhizimusi ezimota ezithwala uzulu. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Wolivalelisa ngoKipps Dube ngisithi kasihlanganeni ekuseni ngo-6:30 AM.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.